8 minutes here past the hour. Let's get to our guest, Michael Cugino, president and portfolio manager at the Permanent Portfolio Family of Funds. Michael, for the hard-boiled among us, it's just a bounce off of oversold levels, as I mentioned in our data update there, and some short covering. For the optimists, perhaps it's hope that central banks can be more patient here and not in in such a hurry. Call it more realism than idealism. Where are you along the spectrum? And of course, you can believe in both too.
Yeah. Hi, Brian. The answer is yes. Both things you said would be accurate, I guess, depending on where you sit. Our view is that this is a bear market rally. I haven't seen anything fundamentally change in the last week. What I've seen change is that the Bank of England decided to pivot to some degree. Ultimately, don't know how much they will, but it was a directional change. You saw Australia raising rates a little less than expected. I think the belief is that, we've had a long-term belief that's been supported by behavior that whenever we get into trouble, central banks will bail everybody out. And I think there's an underlying bias to the upside for equities with that, that when push comes to shove for real, the central banks will roll over. And we saw some of that last week. And that, provided with an oversold condition in equities in the short term, has resulted in the bounce we've seen. A weakening dollar, slightly weakening dollar, has also helped. So there's been a number of factors.
And adding to that, Michael,
is a big one.
Adding to that is if the Fed were to pause, or if central banks are pausing because of financial instability concerns, that wouldn't be a reason to be bullish. And if you're hurtling towards recession and it causes central banks to steady a little bit, that's not really positive news either.
No, the trick is to walk that tightrope between getting interest rates and the cost of money enough to choke off inflation. Where it ultimately ends up, we don't know, but also not throwing us into a deep recession. I would argue at the moment we're in a shallow recession, but the only thing probably holding us up is the strong employment figures, and we're beginning to see some signs that maybe there's cracks in that strong economic growth story. So I do worry about that, and the higher rates go up, the more likely you're going to have a deeper recession, especially if employment rolls over. But you're absolutely right. You can't kill the economy just because you're focused on inflation and raise rates.
On the positive side, it's kind of re-embracing soft landing, ideals. It's a process, a Fed pivot, not a day.
That's the hope.
So, Michael, in looking at the breakdown of the gains today, a lot of us would have exposure here, even if you're not buying in newly today, you're happy to see some gains. And we're seeing the gains in cyclicals and in value a little bit more than, say, in information technology, although you have to admit it's a rally right across the board. Do you feel better going forward about the cyclicals you own or some of the other areas?
Yeah, I would put us in that category. We're not particularly negative on equities. We run a very balanced, diversified fund, and so we've benefited from that without having to increase exposure here. The areas that we would like are in those areas, the cyclicals, the industrials, the materials, the commodities. A weaker dollar helps, and we do think the dollar is going to get weaker over time, whether it's due to other countries raising their rates, currency interventions, if the dollar continues to be too strong, or federal, central banks changing direction. And that would benefit commodities.
Here's the nature of something. Something interesting is that financials were the biggest performer, and yet you have yields coming down. Why?
That's another area. I think at least U.S. financials, the balance sheets are strong. With interest rates going up, the net interest margins are good. I think you do have to be a little bit selective in terms of which banks you're picking. But I think U.S. financials actually look pretty good. That's another area that we're in and we would like going forward long term.
And for those people who are thinking about the central banks kind of cooling their jets a little bit, many say that you can't read too much into the RBA decision because they are in a completely different situation. They don't have inflation anywhere near the levels of the U.S., and they got started earlier. And then the U.K. is a very separate situation based upon what the fiscal side came up with. Your thoughts on that as well?
Yeah, well, every country's situation is different, so I would agree with that. I think, when you look at when I say I didn't see any change in fundamentals, I mean, I still see inflation as being stubborn. I see nothing indicating it's coming down quickly at the moment. You mentioned rising gas prices in the news segment. And I've seen it in California. Gas prices are trending up again. You marry that up with OPEC production cuts. You marry that up with strategic petroleum reserve drawdowns. That's higher energy prices. And I don't see rapidly declining inflation if you have energy prices going up, absent a huge demand destruction caused by a severe recession. So, I mean, I do think that you do have to be careful in terms of, you know, not killing the golden goose by having rising interest rates be the end-all be-all at the risk of killing the economy. But you do have to worry about that as a risk factor to killing the economy. And that's where, yeah, I think the fine line exists that the Fed has to walk. And the soft landing is what we all want, but achieving it is going to be very, very difficult.
You mentioned you're not particularly negative on equities. So where do you sit on, say, the corporate bond space, the credit space? And would you look at a mix there of munis and short-term treasuries and then some of the higher grade, corporate debt? What are you looking at?
Yeah, we actually like low duration, high quality corporate debt. Actually, we run a fund that's doing quite a bit of that right now, our versatile bond portfolio, and we're also doing it in permanent portfolio. I think that's an area where you can achieve rising yields with good balance sheets. That tends to help offset the inflation erosion that you're getting with the inflation rate where it is, and you've got principal protection. So that's an area in the fixed income market that we're looking at and have done quite a bit of investing in, and we'll continue to do so as the bond side of our house. I think it's dangerous to get too far out in the duration curve right now because I think there's just too many question marks.
Yeah.
But at some point, you're going to want to lengthen duration at some level. I just don't think we know where that is yet. And in the meantime, short-term rates, given the inverted yield curve, the spreads on corporates, it's a very attractive area right now.
And Michael, thank you very much for joining us. Michael Cugino, President and Portfolio Manager at the Permanent Portfolio Family of Funds.